Welcome to The Fathers Speak, a production of the Orthodox West. Each day, Father John Finton reads a selection fitted to the Western liturgical calendar from one of the Fathers of the Church.
From a sermon by our Father among the Saints, Ambrose. Behold the compassion of our Lord and Savior. He is not angry with the Jews, nor offended with their evil doings, nor even when they are violently malicious does he leave them. On the contrary, heedless of the wrongs they do him, and regarding only his compassion towards them, by teaching one, freeing another, healing a third, he softens the heart of this unbelieving people. And rightly has Luke recounted the freeing of the man from an unclean spirit, and then gone on to speak of the healing of this woman. The Lord came to work his cure on both sexes, yet it was but fitting that he should heal first the one who was created first. Afterwards, he was not to overlook the one who had sinned more through levity of mind than through actual malice. The Lord began his healing on the Sabbath, and this reveals to us that the new creation begins there, where the old creation left off. It also makes plain that the Son of God was not under the law, but above the law, not come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. Nor was it through the law that the world was made, but it was made by the Word, as we read, by the Word of the Lord were the heavens made. Therefore the law was not destroyed, but fulfilled in the restoration of fallen man. As the Apostle says, put off the old man, and put on the new man, which after God is created. And rightly did the Lord begin on the Sabbath, that he might show himself to be the very Creator, interweaving all his works together, and that he might continue the work that he had already begun, just as a builder, when he knocks down a house in order to rebuild it, begins not with the foundations, but with the roof. So in this case, God begins where he had left off, on the Sabbath. And he begins again with lesser works, that he may go on to the greater ones. Even men are able to deliver others from demons, as agents themselves of the Word of God. But by the power of the divine majesty alone can the raising of the dead be commanded. Perhaps in this woman, the mother-in-law of Simon and Andrew, we are to see a figure of our fleshly nature, languishing under the numerous fevers of sin, and burning with uncontrolled enticements of unlawful desires. Indeed, I would not call the fever of desire a lesser malady than a physical fever. One rages in the soul, the other in the body. Avarice is our fever, lust is our fever, luxury is our fever, ambition is our fever, wrath is our fever.